You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
By the way, R-H-U-G-H, so I was on the phone this weekend with Real Housewife of Miami, Anakin Kose. She was on the podcast recently, and she was like, oh, it looks good, the trailer. I'm like, really? It doesn't look, I don't know if it's because 4 is looming out there. Look, I don't like the cast. Whitney and Heather, I still think this whole breakup between them is fake and staged. I could care less. I mean, Leah McSweeney, you know how I feel. Don't even get me started. This is her swan song. She'll never be back within the network again. Portia, I'm not a Portia fan. I find her pretty boring. MVP of the trailer, the one, the only, a Candace, a Candy Gal, a Dillard. The whole thing
Candy
is
Gal.
That can't, you know, you invite Candace like you invite Brandy, except Candace is much smarter, and I don't just, she's Candace knows what she's doing. Like she plays it right. Candace is not going to jeopardize her job. She really understands this, you know?
No, Candy definitely gets it. Candy's your perfect reality star. Candy Gal and Candy Burris also. But because there's like a line, like they know, you know, like they give a lot of their personal life. They give a lot of the drama. They're willing to kind of fight you, but they're not, I think they know the lines of like sexual assault and stuff like that. So, I don't care at all. I really don't. I mean, 4, I was looking so much forward to.
And I like Girls Trip. I do. It's just this trailer to me.
It was very boring. Yeah. Like, it's
so
funny. I watched it on, I think, Candy Gal's Instagram, the trailer, and I kept waiting for, because the trailer was very peaceful. Like they were in Thailand and hanging out and having a good time. And I kept waiting for, wait, when is it going to like scratch up? And then we're going to see it. Like it never
and
really
then
got
it,
right?
It tries, right? Like it tries, but it doesn't do really well.
I'm with you. I think there's so much else going on. You know, we've got Potomac Reunion. We've got RHONJ. We've got, who's coming out after RHONJ? Do we have a release date on anybody
probably
else?
Well, I mean, Process of Elimination is probably OC Atlanta, but I think Atlanta's probably going to be next because we have a real, I mean, this isn't a good sign. They're now re-editing RHOC and demoting Gina Kirshenhider and upgrading Taylor. Now, Sarah's mouth's on the floor. She's reacting, but like, you know, is like, okay, let's just talk about that. Sure, I'm happy with that. I don't know why Gina was a housewife to begin with. I think she should be a friend, and I think Taylor should be the housewife. So I am happy with that, that they're demoting one. But the fact that you're sitting there, like we heard about Aspen, right? We heard about Don't Let It Be About Tom. Well, it was about Tom, Luann. Like when you hear something, you know, and then it, you know, like we haven't heard anything from the OC really. So I don't think they have such a great blockbuster season when you're sitting there editing, and in editing and post-production, you're realizing somebody should be downgraded just by watching the footage and someone else should be upgraded. Like, that to me is not a great sign of what you have coming for next season, right?
Okay, wait. Back up for a sec. So is RHOC, this latest episode, already in the can? You're saying they're editing
the new season. So okay. the whole new season of Real Housewives of Orange County is filmed, just like Atlanta. It's already done. Production is wrapped. Now we have, you know, this new friend of, known as Taylor Armstrong with her diamond. You know, her tagline will be something about trading in a diamond for an orange. But she is a friend. And Gina and Emily are housewives, along with Heather and Tamrat and Shannon. So they're looking at the footage and they're saying, like, this, look, as soon as Taylor got hired, people were like, she might be upgraded to a housewife. Well, look, Taylor, you got to get her a glass of water or a sparkling water or something. Let's be honest. The thirst is real. It is. But more power to her that she came back and said, I've waited for this for, you know, 10, 15 years, and I know what to do. So I think Taylor came in guns blazing because she wants an orange. And she's like, I'll take your friend role after girls trip too, but I ain't going to stay a friend. So she kind of came in with her plan and everyone was like, you go, but she accomplished it. So more power to her, but I just don't think that's a good sign if you didn't realize, like in episode 3, that this person should be the housewife and this other one was just so lackluster that she should be demoted, right? Like, how does that work in post-production? It's not, we're not filming an episode. The entire 16, 19, 22 episodes are filmed. We have everything filmed.
That's crazy. No more, that's so crazy. So
there's no more parties. There's no more whatever. It's in the can. We're editing it in post-production and we are looking at footage and saying, like, what this housewife isn't delivering. And all right, we happen to have this other one in the corner whose name is Taylor Armstrong and everyone knows her, just operator. I don't think that's such a good sign.
You get paid more. So you film the whole season as a friend. Then in editing, you get upgraded to a main character. So Gina's getting a paycheck as though she's the main deal.
Look, you get like a bonus for the reunion and everything. But yeah, I'm just assuming Gina can keep her money. And I'm assuming that, I don't know. Yeah, Taylor probably gets a little something extra. Sure. No tagline for Gina. I mean, this is all hearsay, but I believe it. And that's not a good sign, right? I mean, yes, Tamra coming back is a great thing, but just like Heather coming back in the house. I mean, I love Heather. We all know that. But like Tamra making up with Shannon and having Vicky come in and make up with Shannon, that does not make 19 episodes. That is 2 episodes. Like, got it. Now we're past that. So.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I completely agree. Keep going.
Get it? So this is not an episode, girl. This is a whole season that we are re-editing in post, which is.
No, that's not a good sign.
And it's like kind of happened before. I mean, that's why Catherine Edwards came in season 6 in the middle, because she had the tie to Faye Resnick and OJ. And they said, we're in the middle of filming 6. We don't have anything here. It's happened before where people film and you're not sure. New Jersey does it a lot where like they hire you and they're not really, it's a different production companies. Like they're not going to clarify whether you're a housewife and they figure it out as you go along. But in this case, Gina was clearly a housewife and Taylor was clearly a friend of, and now we're re-editing it. I don't think that's a good sign, honey.
No. Well, it's interesting because I'm just thinking, you know, when we were talking about Ultimate Girls Trip, I'm thinking, what do we have to look forward to? You know, if Ultimate Girls Trip is sort of like 3, you know, Potomac is wrapping up, and I'm not sure I'm even loving the Potomac reunion. Really, I liked the season a lot more than you did, but the reunion is, you know, again, there's no real meat there, because the meat obviously is Juan and Robin, this whole affair that was happening, you know, or alleged affair or whatever for months that we didn't get. I mean, that's completely overshadowed this reunion. So the reunion seems so.
I think heads are going to roll in Potomac.
Andy doesn't seem happy. Well, you and our friend Carlos King. Yeah. I think, who do you think is Because I'm hearing major changes too.
I always think it's weird. I think they never do it with just one, but we just kind of got rid of Rinna and Diana, who doesn't even really count, and Sheree Zampino doesn't really. So that was just one. I think Robin and
you do.
I mean, like, I think Mia would be my second person, but I think she stays. I mean, she's done enough.
Oh, yeah. Her friend.
And the professor, I mean, I don't know why, but I think she's part of the group now too, and she's done enough, right? I mean, Giselle and Karen and Candace aren't going anywhere, you know?
Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. And now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome. Has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You don't think? See, our friend Carlos King was on my podcast and this week, and he thinks the old regime needs to go. Like, I don't
sure
think-
needs to and will is different, right? Who does he think should go? Giselle? Yeah, she should.
Miss Huger. Miss Huger. Robin. He basically paints a whole scenario. You can go and listen to the podcast, but it reminded me of you. He paints a whole scenario that if he was producing the show, he would fly down to Baltimore. And he throws some shade because apparently Robin and Juan actually live in Baltimore and not in Potomac or the DC region. And he sits them down and he says, unless you are willing, episode one, for Juan to appear and go into this whole thing, then you are fired. And that's what, that's how he would handle it. So, I mean, I think Andy's pissed. And the fact that Juan doesn't show up to the reunion, even though the housewives' husbands are not paid, I don't think it's good. Because you know they're part of the deal, right? And I don't think it's a good thing.
And I just think it's too little too late. I mean, so this happened. So what is that going to be? They're going to sit down and it's not like, like Lisa Hochstein's divorce is happening during filming. Like,
right.
It's different. Like, what are we going to do? Hi, I'm Robin. I'm Juan. We have to tell you, we omitted something. I mean, they're going to have to break the entire fourth wall right from the start and be like, and now let's put the pieces together. I mean, they're still not dealing with it. There's no divorce. There's no, I don't know if that's really a story. Like, we lied to all of you and didn't tell you this, or, and this is what happened. I mean, you could also have a special with Andy Cohen, a sit down with Robin. And like, that's not a, I don't know what that story is. Like, even if they were willing to talk about it, I think it's, I really think it's too late. I really, and I don't know. I don't know. I think Robin
Ashley going to, he sees Ashley's demoted.
I forgot about Ashley. Yeah, I think they're going to do some, they have to make, this is the time to make big moves. I do.
Because he feels like Ashley now without Michael, it's like, what do you have? Like, that was another, nothing. Like Michael Darby brought so much for so many seasons. And now if you don't have him, what do you have?
Speaking of which,
yeah,
a friend of mine has contacted me. Now, we know that I say yes to things when it's involving housewives and then want nothing to do with them socially. You know, I didn't go to Karen Huger's live show that I was invited to.
Yes,
I didn't
yes.
go to the Reasonably Shady podcast, which was in my backyard. Apparently my friend wants me to go. And I apparently said yes to attending the drag brunch with Miss Ashley Darby. So let's see if I attend. I'll have some content for everybody, but I might be going to listen. It's all you can drink. It'll be sloppy and Miss Darby will be there. So maybe this will work out, right?
Yeah, I love Ashley. I love Ashley in real life. She just got her boobs done. Again, she had 10-year implants, had them traded out for her. Her son just had a little birthday. I follow everything she does online. You know, I'm friends with her in real life. We've known each other for years. I love Michael. Like, I used to live in the same neighborhood as they did in Arlington, Virginia. So, you know, I love her. I get what Carlos is saying. And I'm with you. I feel like big changes are, and I've said this from the start. I do not understand. I do and I don't. I think you can't get rid of Giselle, even though Giselle should go. Like, it's interesting to me. She has like amazing job security, but she, tell me what her storyline is.
Not forever. She's not going to be there forever. But I just think when you make big changes, I mean, which is more power to Lisa Rinna, that getting rid of her is just one person changes everything. I think when you make these changes, it's not really one. It's rarely one in the current housewives regime. It's usually more than one at a time, right? Like, you got like, what does firing Robin really do to change this show? I think it's got to be more. I mean, now that you mention Ashley, I kind of forgot about her, which is not a good sign for her. I would say maybe Ashley would be second, believe it or not. I mean, I think Mia, I don't really like, but I think
she stays though.
I think she stays. And I think, God help me for saying this, the professor stays. I mean, I don't know why, but I think the professor stays. I think it would be Ashley and Robin, actually. I really do. I think there you go. That's how to clean house and just clean it up. And we're not having Charisse back. We're going to get, and Katie Roast is out there politicking. She wrote a hello to Andy that she's making minimum wage. We're not taking Katie Roast back.
Oh my God, I love her. She's working at a co-op and I want to go see her. She seems like, I want Katie to be mentally healthy and fit and have her children and all those things. And I think, I hope that the production company feels the same. And that seems like where Katie needs to focus.
Production company, honey, they don't give a fuck about her.
That's true. I know, but I, maybe they'll have suddenly have a conscience. Wait, there's one more thing I was going to ask you before we have to go. I thought it was around. I think Mia stays because I do think there's a lot of financial, you know, shenanigans going on with her company. And I mean, you talk about chomping at the bit for content. I think the production company wants to follow the trail of money because none of this story makes sense of how there's a board and she and her husband were voted out of the board, but there was only three people. Then there's eight people on the board. It's very, it makes no sense. I think they want to see that.
I think so. And by the way, the two highlights of the Potomac reunion for me were A, when Candace was dealing with Giselle, as she should, when she was slapping down Giselle for all this stuff about Chris, and she was like, and then Mia was talking, and Candace turned around, and she was like, shut up. Did you see that part?
And yes, when people were loving
and Wendy that. Like left. But the real highlight for me, which was I think last week or whatever, the week before, was when Andy was like, Ashley, this caller has something to say about, like, you basically accused Candace of having, and this isn't me being a Candace apologist, but she is the one carrying the show as far as I'm concerned. But he was like, you know, this caller said, you know, you basically said that she was like doing nothing with her life and now she has a hit CD and she's doing this. And you basically said that you can't even pay your bills without calling Michael. So what do you say about that? But I also love that, like, Giselle gave it or Karen, they both gave it back to Andy at times, right?
They all do. I think they all do. And that, you know, I think it makes it interesting, right? I mean, it's
revamp
just
the shit.
Yeah, you have to, because the thing is like the clips they use to tease these reunion parts are great. But then once you start watching the reunion, it's like there's just nothing. They just go back and forth about Chris. And I think literally everyone with a brain is like, Chris is not a cheater. This is so stupid.
And let me just say, because you asked me about Girls Trip 3, am I excited based on the trailer? No. Am I excited for the new season of Real Housewives of Atlanta? No. Am I excited for this re-edit of the OC in the new season? No. I'm curious to see what Tamra and Taylor bring, but maybe that's my most excited, but no, no, and no. I hope Atlanta's good, but I'm not. So, I mean, I just think we have a real problem here. Salt Lake is lightly filming. Am I excited? No. It's all no's. I mean, and guys, I used to live for this at one point. I'm not going anywhere. We're going to talk about it, try to be positive and happy. But, you know,
I'm over like, it.
You know, Juicy Joe and Gorgo running into each other, that got me to pause. Brandy and Manzo, that, like, I'm excitable. There are things that get my eyes wide open, but not much these days, Sarah. Not
and
much.
V and I sent that Joe and Joe video to you simultaneously, and you go, oh, this is from a long time ago. We go, no, this is real. This is like just happened.
We got to talk about that. We got to talk about Beverly Hills right. Next time. Sarah, yes. Everyone's going to follow the Sarah Fraser show. Everyone's going to follow David Yontef, and we are just going to do another show very soon, darling.
Love you, doll. Bye.
Bye.